The new congressional spending package, known as the Inflation Recovery Act, includes climate funding to boost wind and solar and try to clean up how the country makes electricity. But these efforts are facing pushback through an ongoing misinformation campaign. NPR's Laura Benchoff reports.
When you flip on a light switch, you expect the power to be there. But earlier this year, a utility industry forecast predicted much of the country could see blackouts this summer when everyone is blasting their air conditioners. Major outages haven't happened so far, but that didn't stop Republicans like Iowa Senator Joni Ernst from making speeches like this one.
Biden blackouts will make it impossible to even run fans and air conditioners on the hottest days of the summer.
Ernst said these outages could be traced to one thing.
The Democrats push towards renewables.
The solution, claimed Ernst, is keeping fossil fuels. Republican Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming made the same argument. There's a reason you're hearing this, says Dave Anderson, who tracks disinformation at the Energy and Policy Institute.
To keep alive the idea that we need large amounts of fossil fuels to back up the electricity grid.
He says fossil fuel companies have moved on from simply denying climate science to denying climate solutions to try to keep money for oil and gas flowing. When the power did go out during the big winter storm in Texas last year, Anderson charted how fossil fuel backers started blaming wind energy even before the blackouts hit.
The grid operator came out right before the storm hit and was like, we're having some trouble with gas units. And the disinformation machine for the fossil fuel industry very quickly jumped into action.
Photos of frozen wind turbines, sometimes doctored ones, flew around social media. Anderson tracked how some groups that boosted that message, like the conservative Texas Public Policy Foundation, have received money from coal and gas interests. A federal report would later find that natural gas-fired plants suffered the majority of outages during that winter storm, with wind power a distant second. But by the time the facts were checked, Anderson says false information had already spread far and wide.
When it starts getting picked up by Fox News or Sean Hannity, it's just reaching millions of people.
And the stakes of managing power couldn't be clearer. Texas puts the official death toll from the event at 246 people. At the same time, there's a scientific consensus that burning fossil fuels makes climate change worse, contributing to extreme weather that causes blackouts. Shelley Welton, a professor of law and energy policy at the University of Pennsylvania, says that's why oil and gas can't be the best way to keep the power on.
If we continue to rely on fossil fuels as the dominant source of energy, we're going to end up in a cycle or a spiral where we are seeing ever worsening threats to the grid.
But she says renewables do pose challenges. The wind doesn't always blow and the sun doesn't always shine. Right now, the backup for those times is often natural gas. In the future, it could be batteries or hydrogen power. But Welton says there are things we can do now to make the grid more reliable.
One way you can do that is you can build transmission that connects different places because the sun shines differently and the wind blows differently in different places.
Building transmission lines is difficult, but solving this problem is important because power shortages are in the forecast for next summer, too. Laura Benchoff, NPR News.